Welcome to the Crosslands Church podcast. Our mission, to help you experience the life with God you've been missing. And now, a message for you.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. We're really glad you can be here. If you've been here before, you're probably wondering why Fred isn't here and why I'm here. Fred is on vacation. I'm Ben Rowley. Fred asked me to come up and speak today. Before I start, I want to just go over some housekeeping stuff. You see me up here, you see other people up here with no masks on. We just want to assure you that when we're off the stage, when we're behind the scenes, we do have our masks on. We are keeping social distancing up as by the York Region guidelines. So we just want to assure everyone on that. Before I go in, if you have any questions about today's message, feel free to put them in the YouTube chat and someone will text them to me. All right, so as we've discussed before, we're in the middle of our Abide series, and today we're going to talk about the other ways God speaks to us. Last week, Fred talked about God speaking to us through Scripture. And just a little recap, he discussed Scripture as a God-breathed document that God directly speaks to us through. And it's the primary way God talks to us, but he introduced two Greek words, rhema and logos, both translating to the word in English, logos being written word, rhema being spoken word. But he discussed that people have a tendency to place too much of an emphasis on logos, the written word of God, and not enough on rhema. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. But this week, we're going to focus on the main other ways that God speaks to us. And I'm going to start with a verse coming from Job 33, 14 to 16. And it says, "For God speaks again and again. Though people do not recognize it, he speaks in dreams, in visions of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their beds." So God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. So we're going to talk about today about how he speaks to us and talking about recognizing it. So I'm going to go through a couple. I'm going to start with a couple rare ones, that being an audible voice and angels. And I'm going to move into some slightly more common ones, being dreams and visions, other people, and the still small voice as it's described. But we'll talk about that later. So let's jump right in. We'll start with angels. So angels are largely used in the Old Testament. They're more active. I know they used it with Abraham, Joshua, Isaiah, big Old Testament names, but are they still active in the New Testament? All right, some New Testament examples are, you know, the prime one, Mary being an angel appearing to Mary to tell her that she would give birth to Jesus. And but there's some more in Acts, and Acts is post-Jesus. And there's one of where he appears to a Greek soldier, well, more like an officer named Cornelius. And it's, I'll read it through here. It's from Acts. And it says, "One afternoon at about 3 o'clock, he had a vision in which he saw an angel of God coming toward him. Cornelius," the angel said. Cornelius stared at him in terror. "What is it, sir?" he asked the angel. And the angel replied, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have been received by God as an offering. Now send some men to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He's staying with Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore." Now it's clear that post-Jesus, angels are still active and they're still being used to deliver messages from God. But are they active today? There's stories around. I have a story here from Ray Dirksen. He's the founder of an organization known as Church Renewal. He describes a story of his aunt being in a car crash. And as her car was flying through the air, she describes feeling as though she was being lifted up and saved from the car crash by, you know, hands that she can't exactly describe. And the only way really to describe that is angels. So angels are a rare way in which God speaks to us. They probably represent a very small percentage, but there is evidence to suggest that they're still at work here on earth today, but you know, not as common. Moving right along, there's another rare way, but it's the least rare of the rare ways, and that is God speaking through an audible voice. Now, you know, some people may have never experienced this in their lives. Some people may never experience this. Some people may experience it all the time, and some people may experience it maybe once. But this is described as an actual audible voice of God. So this is different from the still small voice, which we will go over again later. But some people may hear this very often, you know, this actual audible voice. But, you know, again, like I said, some people may never hear it at all. But for me, I have only heard the audible voice of God once in my life. And a couple years ago, I came up here to do my, this is my story. Fred asked me to come up. And I shared the time that I was planning on going off to school to Western, and I was really excited to get out of the house. But I described the time when I was here at the church. I was working at the camp at the time, and I felt a sudden feeling that I had to go into Theater 5 where the kids' min is conducted. And I sat down, and that's when I started praying, and I actually felt an audible voice of God saying to me, "Don't go to school. Stay here. Do not go to school. And when a voice like that comes to you, you don't want to ignore it because it's such a booming voice. Yet it's gentle, but yet booming. You're very, very convinced that that is the voice of God. And, you know, it's not something that you want to ignore. Now, where do we see this in the Bible? I want to look at one of my favorite people, and that is Paul. He's my main man. I love Paul. And I'm going to go to Acts 9:3-6. And it goes, as he was approaching Damascus on this mission, a light from heaven suddenly shone down around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, this is before he was Paul. Why are you persecuting me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. And the voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city and you will be told what you must do. Now Paul was literally brought to the ground by this voice, as it says. That should really give you an idea how the audacity, the power of this voice. And he had no doubt in his mind that he was being spoken to by Jesus. And he didn't believe him at the time. He was murdering Christians at this time. And still, he was convinced that this was the voice of God. Now, God can use this audible voice to speak to us. It's rare, but he uses it when we really need it. Some more common ways God speaks to us is, number one, through dreams and visions. Now, dreams happen when we're asleep. It's a picture or an occurrence, but it happens when we're asleep. Visions are like dreams. However, they happen when we're awake. Now, there's many examples of God coming to people through dreams in the Bible, and a prime example is Joseph. Joseph received a very large chunk of his future through dreams and visions while he was sitting in prison, right? The dreams were of a sun, a moon, and 11 stars bowing to him, and this represented his parents and his 11 brothers. So this is after his brothers sold him into slavery. So he's in a really low point in his life here. He's in prison, and God comes to him and says, one day they will bow to you. And from there, Joseph was encouraged. This is what God does. God desires to speak with us because he wants to give us that encouragement. He wants to give us that wisdom. He wants to let us know that we're okay. But he also uses it to change our hearts, like Peter. Peter received a vision in Acts. Acts 10:9-16, and it goes, the next day, Cornelius' messengers were nearing the town. And this is right after Cornelius gets this message from the angels. And it says, Peter went up on the flat roof to pray. It was about noon, and he was hungry. But while a meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. And he saw the sky open, and something like a large sheet was let down by its four corners. In the sheet were all sorts of animals, reptiles, and birds. Then a voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill and eat them. No, Lord, Peter declared, I have never eaten anything that our Jewish laws have declared impure and unclean. But the voice spoke again, do not call something unclean if God has made it clean. The same vision was repeated three times, then the sheet was suddenly pulled up to heaven. Now, Peter, at this time, didn't believe that the Gentiles, non-Jews, should be able to be in the kingdom of God. He didn't want to share what Jesus had come to do with them because he saw them as unclean. And God comes to him here in this vision and goes, listen, don't call unclean what I've made clean. He uses this vision to change Peter's heart. And from that point forward, Peter went out and said, okay, God has made them clean. It's time to start using, or starting to start sharing this with them. So God uses his voice to encourage us, to show us our future sometimes, and sometimes to change our hearts when he sees that we're tripping up a little bit. But yeah, dreams and visions is another way. Now, prophecy can also come through dreams and visions, and this can be communicated directly through us through a dream, or it can be communicated to us through other people. And that brings me to my next one. Now, this is perhaps the one that people tend to glance over a little bit, because when someone says something to you, it's tough to decipher whether it's from God or whether it's that person's thoughts or opinion. So people can tend to glance over and go, oh, that's just their thought. But God does speak to us through people very frequently, in fact, and that's why we have a church. That's why we're here. That's why we have this community of believers, so that God can speak to us through them. And that brings me to a verse, 1 Thessalonians 2:13. It says, therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted that we said as the very word of God, which of course it is. And this word continues to work in who you believe. Like this, you accepted what we said as the very word of God, which of course it is. It is the word of God. God uses other people to speak to us. And this could be directly through other people or in writing. And this is why God has blessed his believers with so many spiritual gifts, so many ways to take his writings and take his messages and communicate them to people. And you know, this could be through the gift of knowledge or preaching. You know, it could be me up here talking to you, or it could be it could be our worship band up here singing to you. It could be them talking to you during worship. Or an equally common way could be, as I said before, the form of prophecy, and this is another spiritual gift. And this is usually communicated as a result of visions. Now, I had this friend, and she was just recently saved. Well, not recently, it was like 6 years ago, but for me, who grew up in the church, that's recently to me. But she was just recently saved, and early in her walk with God, she felt called to ministry. And the first time she got this call to ministry, it was when she was just, you know, praying, and she felt God prompting her, hey, maybe you should look into ministry. And she dismissed this. She said, oh, no, I'm a new Christian. I can't jump into ministry. And this was a while, but years later, she was at a prayer night at her church, and a complete stranger came in, someone she had never seen before. And this stranger prayed over her this night, and she had no clue who this guy was. And he said things like, it's a miracle you're here. It's a miracle that you've been saved, and God is going to use your story, the things you went through before you were saved. He's going to use that to make changes in people's lives. And he described a vision that he got while he was speaking to her of a reel, like a photo reel of famous female speakers. And on that reel was her. And she stood out to him as a famous female speaker. And you know, that was about it for that night. But she was blown away by this, and she told everyone about it, and she was super hyped up about this. God had spoken to her through this complete stranger. But a couple weeks go by, it becomes less and less. She dismisses it. But later, these visions continue. Her sister received a vision of her in a room with a lot of girls around her, youth, young girls around her, listening to her speak. And at this point, when people are getting visions, she decided that she was going to answer her call to ministry. And this is when she started diving into ministry, and this is when prophecies began to come true. The prophecy that her sister had, that vision of her in a room with girls, came true. And she continued to get more visions from people, visions of her leading people to Christ down a path, visions of her as a generator, as a power source, as a light. Visions came through from people praying over her, saying, I have this vision, I have this vision. And she's currently pursuing ministry, but these visions continuously start to come true. And God, and what I want you to take from that is God uses other people in our lives. If it hadn't been for those other people in her life, she probably never would have answered that call to ministry. All right, God prompted her, said, hey, I'm trying to talk to you, go look into ministry. And she said, oh, no. But he comes through people she trusts in her life and complete strangers, and he's able to encourage her. He's able to show her that she may have a calling to ministry. And this is what it is. As believers of Jesus, we're part of a church. We're part of this group of believers that is also like part with God. And God wants to use them to talk to you. He wants to use them to encourage you. He wants to use them to affirm you. Affirmation is huge. When I was going into ministry, I felt promptings from God, and I had no idea if they were from God, so I was talking to people I trusted in the church, and through them, they affirmed me that it was God that I wanted to. All right, they can also interpret. Sometimes you get revelations from God that you're not sure. Sometimes you get dreams and visions from God, you're not sure what they mean. That's what this church is for. That's what other people are for, to interpret. Now, other people are a very important way God speaks to us. They're not to be glanced over. They're one of the most common ways. But the most common way is a still small voice, as it's described. And the prime example of this still small voice is in 1 Kings 19, 11 to 12, and it was described earlier by Claudette. But it says, go out and stand before the mountain. And this is Elijah, the Lord talking to Elijah. The Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was a sound of a gentle whisper. And in other translations, it's described as a still small voice. Now, how is this different from an audible voice? Now, the voice operates within our own thoughts. An audible voice is an actual loud voice that we can hear. We can hear God's voice speaking, but this voice operates within our own thoughts. All right, the Holy Spirit places thoughts or wisdom or sometimes even just a word on our hearts. And sometimes it may be accompanied by feelings about a specific word. And I remember when I was preparing for my second message, I've spoken here before, I remember praying, sitting down and praying and saying, God, what do you want me to speak about in this second message? You know, I've been given this stage. What do you want to get across to people? And I remember God placing on my mind in that still small voice the word love. Just the word love. And specifically as I dug more into that, I felt God saying, how has your perception of love changed since you became a follower of Jesus? How is love in the world different than love in the church, in my love? And all of that came from just sitting in prayer and being prompted slowly and learning how to recognize God's voice from my own. Now, this is not necessarily easy. It takes experience. It takes time. You're not just going to sit down and hear God's voice in your head and be able to suddenly distinguish it from your own thoughts. All right? As is true of all conversation with God, it's tough to tell. It takes time. You know, dogs, when you get a new dog, it takes a while for the dog to learn its owner's voice. A dog is not going to recognize its owner's voice, but through experience, through time, it learns its voice. I remember a time when I was in elementary school, and I was up on the top floor, and I heard a group of kids playing outside, a very large group of kids, multiple classes. And I remember sitting at the window, and through the noise, I could hear one voice, and it was my little brother's voice, my little brother Max. And I couldn't explain why, through all of this jumble of noises, I could hear Max's voice. And I think the reason is because I spent my whole life growing up around his voice. I knew his voice. I had experience with his voice. So I was able to differentiate that voice from just this loud jumble of children. And it takes time. It takes experience. Experience is key. You know, slowly you will begin to recognize God's voice, even if at first it manifests itself as a feeling. Like I said, when I was first walking into my call to ministry, when I felt God calling me into ministry, it started as a feeling. It started as a prompting. It started as just little things, God going, hey, maybe you should look into ministry. And at the time, I didn't want to go into ministry. I was in kinesiology at York. I wanted to be a doctor. That's what I wanted to do, but I felt God prompting me, saying, hey, little things, go and look into ministry. And that's when I went to other people, when I went to trusted mentors in my life, and I said, hey, I feel God prompting me into ministry. They affirmed me through that. You know, slowly you're going to begin to recognize God's voice through experience. You know, it was scary at the time when God was saying, hey, go into ministry, but it was also very comforting. And this is what God wants to do. He wants to talk to us. He wants to encourage you. He wants to bring you wisdom. And that brings me to my final verse, and this is James. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. And this is talking about God's wisdom. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. This is the voice of God. He wants to encourage you. He wants to show you his love. He wants to give you his wisdom. He wants to have a conversation with you. However, he's not always going to speak through big, explosive communication. He's not going to use angels always. He's not going to use his audible voice always. And this is for two reasons. If he was to use explosive communication all the time, he wouldn't be able to get to another level with us where we're just sitting in prayer. If he was always to come through us in that explosive communication, then there's certain things he wouldn't be able to communicate to us through that. But also, the more prime reason is he wants us to seek him. So in order for us to seek him, he partially conceals himself. All right? He wants us to develop a relationship with him. He wants us to experience his voice so that we can distinguish it. Like I said before, right? This small, still small voice operates within your own thoughts. It can be tough to distinguish it. All right, it took me years of experience with my little brother's voice to understand and be able to differentiate it from a group of sounds. All right, it takes dogs a while to learn how to distinguish their owner's voice. It takes experience. And he wants us to learn how to distinguish that. He wants us to seek him, to have a relationship with him. And those who desire to draw close to God will hear his voice. It's not if you desire to draw close to God, if you get into God, you might hear his voice. No, you will hear his voice. If you desire to draw close to God, you will hear his voice. Now, you may be sitting here having not heard from God in a while. Maybe you feel shut out. And I want to ask you, are you listening? And I'm not talking about sitting and listening. I'm talking about Are you actively listening? Are you pursuing God? Are you actually pursuing him and sitting and going, hey, I want to hear from you? All right, you may be sitting here feeling as though you've done something to upset God and you don't deserve to talk to him. Look at Paul. Guy was a murderer. God still wanted to talk to him. God still wanted to change him. God still wanted a relationship with Paul. There's nothing you can do that makes you unworthy of talking to God. And you may be sitting here and this is completely new to you. You never even heard of God speaking to you, let alone, you know, speaking to you alone. And for that, I have something we go through every week, but it's ABC. You know, if this is something that you want, if this is a voice that you want to hear, this encouragement, this wisdom, this call is something that you want to jump into, then I have ABC for you. A is admit. Admit your need for God. Admit that you want to jump into this. B, believe. Believe that God died on the cross for you. Believe that he loves you. Believe that he wants to have a relationship with you, that he wants to communicate with you. And C, commit. Commit your life to him. Dive in. Pursue. Actively listen. Draw close to God. Chase after him. Because if you seek him, if you desire to draw close to him, you will hear his voice. That key word will, not maybe, will. You will hear his voice. Now, the bottom line is God speaks to us in a variety of ways. He speaks to us through audible voice, angels sometimes, although it's rare. He speaks to us through dreams, visions. He speaks to us through other people, and he speaks to us through that still small voice, the promptings that work within our own thoughts. And if we get hung up on just one of these ways, we risk missing out on all of the others. And if we don't pursue God, if we don't go after him, we miss risking out. Oh my goodness, I can't get those two words. We risk missing out altogether. Oh, all right, well, God desires to speak with you. That's what I want you to take home today. God desires to speak with you. And I'm not talking to you as a whole. I'm talking to you. You alone. God wants to speak to you. He wants to have a relationship with you. So ask yourself, are you listening? Are you actively listening? Are you pursuing God each and every day? Because if you feel shut out, if you feel as though you don't hear his voice, it may be because you're not pursuing him enough. Maybe because you're not listening. Maybe because you're hung up on one thing. You're saying, this is how God's going to talk to me. He's going to talk to me through a dream. I'm just waiting for that. Look into the others. Pursue God. Be open. Listen to him because he wants to talk to you. He really does. So I challenge you this week to listen. Actively pursue. Actively listen to God. And you might be surprised what happens. Because I can assure you, he will talk to you. Now, let's see if I have any text messages. I do. That's a great example of how we identify God's voice. You recognizing Max's voice out of all the noise. Yeah, I did like that. I was thinking about ways to kind of describe God's voice and how exactly I differentiate it from experience, from my own voice. But yeah, I think it's all about experience, and that's a big word. You know, you can't just sit down and expect to hear God's voice one day. All right, you got to pursue. You have to have that experience if you want to hear him. And yeah, I think that's all the questions, so I will close in prayer. Usually I'd ask you to stand with me, but no one's here. So you can stand in your house, or you can just stay comfy on the couch as I pray. Dear God, I thank you that I am able to come up here today. And I thank you for this opportunity to be here and to speak your word. And God, I just pray that people would take from today that you are a loving God and that you desire to be in relationship with us. You created us for it. You want to be in relationship with us.
You've been listening to the Crosslands Church podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or the Google Play Store so that it comes straight to your device. And to find out more about Crosslands Church, you can visit us at crosslands.ca. Join us next week for another message to help you experience the life with God you've been missing.